It's Veterans Day, and we want to focus on stories that matter to you and the veterans here in Connecticut. I could never go through with Veterans Day without acknowledging a major project that has been in the works for many years and is finally becoming a reality here in Trumbull. I'm talking about the Veterans and First Responders Center, and that's on Cat's Pond right here in Trumbull, a 5,500-square-foot multi-use facility. And to talk more about this, one of the, I'd say, strongest advocates for this, I'd say one of the frontline warriors trying to get this project up and running and becoming a reality, Ray Baldwin Jr. is back with us. Ray, thank you so much for being here. Happy Veterans Day. And talk to us a little bit about your role in this ongoing project.
Good morning. How are you? Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. And a belated happy Marine Corps birthday to all my Marine Corps brothers out there from yesterday. We've moved quite along on this project from the last time we spoke about a year ago. The foundation is nearing completion. We're within a week or two of completing. We expect to go out to bid for the construction of the building within the next probably 6 weeks or so. And we expect a fully completed building by the end of 2025, beginning of 2026.
It's unbelievable, Ray. You and I connected years ago because, as mentioned, I think this was a project technically that really started back in 2017, technically, but then became sort of a reality in 2019. And here we are now in 2024, where we see a light at the end of the tunnel. Now, this year has been a monumental year. You got unbelievable funding as well to go behind the project and approval. I mean, talk to us just about 2024 and sort of that moment where we said, oh, my gosh, this isn't a concept anymore. This is a reality.
Well, the reality really came about when it really became a serious project that we got some real traction was when Senator Marilyn Moore, who is stepping down this year, when she got us a bonding from the state of Connecticut in the amount of $1.5 million. From there, followed closely after was Representative Jim Himes. His office got us $750,000. And then what really put us over the top so we could really go out and seriously go out to bid and bid the project was Senator Blumenthal came through with an appropriation of $1.5 million. So those combined with Sarah Keat, who's a state rep from Trumbull and Fairfield, also got us a grant for $250,000, and that gave us some money we could move forward on this project. So, yeah, the town of Trumbull has been very good to us with the providing us with services and so forth. So, it's been a real team effort. I have a building committee of seven individuals, and it's the most motivated group of guys that I've ever had to work. Guys and women. I've had to work with. I mean, every one of them shows up at every single building committee meeting, which is unusual, and they all contribute. So, there's no one individual that is responsible for this project. It's a lot of folks.
And it's also beautiful. If you haven't seen the virtual tour of what this building will become, definitely check out TrumbullVeteransCenter.org, and we'll put all that on our website as well, voiceofct.com. We have Ray Baldwin Jr. here, who has been at the forefront of this project from the very beginning and has been giving us updates here on Melissa in the Morning for several years. Ray, talk about what is going to go on in this building. I mean, for people who maybe this is the first time they're hearing about this project, or maybe those who have remembered hearing about it, but just kind of unsure on the details, what will this building do for our veterans and our first responders in Fairfield County?
Well, primarily, we came up with a different kind of concept. This is not your typical VFW American Legion. This is not going to be a place where, you know, guys go to sit at a bar, drink beer, and tell war stories. What it's going to be, it's going to be a very functional building. We want to provide as many services to veterans to make them help them transition into civilian life, give them a medical assistance if they need it, give them job assistance. We intend to partner with businesses and companies in the area. The VA, of course, will be a part of it. Area hospitals will be a part of it, all to provide services to reentering veterans. You know, it's the number has been thrown around. It's it's pretty stark when you think that 17 to 22 veterans commit suicide every year in this country, or every day, rather, every day in this country. It's a stark reminder that the war isn't over when guys come back. They have to try to reenter. And for a lot of people, it's not an easy transition. And we intend to help them provide those types of transition services. There's really no VA facility between like West Haven and Stanford. And we want to fill that gap. There's about 30,000 veterans in the greater Trumbull Bridgeport area. And we want to, you know, help them out with jobs, help them out with health, help them out with mental health, especially. But also, as part of the concept, we want to make it a place where our first responders, our police, fire, EMS, can train. We want it to be a place where our boards and commissions can meet, a place where members of the community can rent the hall out for functions. You know, our VFW now is not just members from Trumbull. It's members from Trumbull, Monroe, Easton, Reading, and Shelton. So we're becoming more of a regional type center, and we're going to be a hub. We're going to be a veterans and first responders hub in Fairfield County.
Mm-hmm. And again, if you want to check out more of the details, you want to see a virtual tour and just look at the timeline and what this facility will be really in the near future, you should definitely check out their website. We're going to put it on ours, voiceofct.com. Ray Baldwin Jr., I want to thank you so much for always making the time to come on Melissa in the Morning, giving us updates on this project. Anything that happens between now and the end of 2025 when this project is projected to be done, please let me know. You know I'm very vested in this project as well.
So one more thing, Melissa, I want to thank you and WICC for really staying on top of this project and promoting it. You know, there we still have a lot of things we have to do to outfit this building. You know, there's equipment that has to be bought for the building. And if you go on the website, there are naming opportunities. There are opportunities for people to dedicate a plaque to somebody that they a loved one that was in the armed forces. And that money that you contribute helps us with keeping this building operational and also providing the equipment that we're going to need inside to help the veterans and first responders in our community.
That's so important. I love that. So there are opportunities right now, and maybe on a day like today where, you know, you're thinking about your veterans, you want to give back, you want to, you know, do more than just giving a shout out and thinking of them, but, you know, giving something in their honor. This is a way that you could maybe do that. And so we're going to put that link on our website, voiceofct.com, where people can access it and get involved with the project. Ray, I want to thank you again so much. We so appreciate you. And again, happy Veterans Day.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Melissa.
You're very welcome.